This hymn, "Feel Me Now," was written by a brother called Elwood Stokes.
这首诗歌《充满我》是有一个弟兄叫 Elwood Stokes 写的。
And he was born in New Jersey.
他是出生在新泽西州。
Medford, New Jersey.
在新泽西州的 Medford Town 里面。
It's maybe east southeast of Philadelphia.
是在费城的东南面。
I select the three songs for this weekend just based on the topics that I need to share.
这个周末我选择了这三首诗歌，就是根据我们的三场信息。
But I didn't realize until later that all three hymns was either composed or authored by saints from the United States.
我以后才发现这三首诗歌都是由在美国的信徒或者是作词或者是作曲的。
And they're all living in the East Coast of the United States.
他们也都住在美国的东岸。
135 to 146 years ago, those who live in East Coast of the United States has the cry of these, represented by these three hymns.
在135年到146年之前，这些信徒他们里面同样都有这样子的渴慕和呼求，就借着这三首歌来代表了。
No, the oldest one is today's "Feel Me Now."
最老的这首歌就是今天我们唱的《充满我》。
Everything starts with the Holy Spirit.
所有的都是从圣灵的充满开始。
Then.The Jesus I come.
接着我们看见耶稣来到我们中间。
So they come to the Lord Jesus.
他们也到主那里去。
They come to the foot of the cross.
他们来到十字架的脚前。
Then they cry that many crown the Savior's kingdom, but few receive his cross.
接着他们在那里唱到叹息到。许多的人愿意进入国度，却不愿意来付主的
身。So it's the Holy Spirit that leads us to the foot of the cross.
但是这却是圣灵的工作，把我们带到十字架的脚前。
It's the Holy Spirit that provides the power we need to recover.
而圣灵正是他来给我们这样的能力，叫我们能够来行使这个恢复的工作。
And make that same cry.May that same desire or hunger that exists 140 years ago in the East Coast of the United States will be here in the East Coast of the United States.
愿在146年以前在美国东岸有的那样子的渴慕、那样子的饥渴和愿望今天同样存在在我们中间。
This morning we will focus on the final message, the Holy Spirit,The power behind God's recovery.
那今天我们就一起来看最后的这一个信息，讲到的就是圣灵神恢复工作的能力。
We will start by reading, Hosea chapter 10, verse 12.
我们一起来读何西阿书第十章的十二节。
Hosea chapter 10, verse 12.
十二节。
So with a view to righteousness, reap.In accordance with kindness, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes to rain righteousness on you.
你们要为自己栽种公义，就能收割慈爱。现在正是寻求耶和华的时候，你们要开垦荒地，等他临到，使公义如雨降在你们身上。
It is time to seek the Lord. Break up your fallow ground.
正是寻求耶和华的时候，开垦荒地的时候。
146 years ago, Saint said it was the time to break up the fallow ground.
在146年以前，信徒们说是开垦荒地的时候。
Today, may the Lord give us that same spirit and say, It is the time to break up the fallow ground.
今天也借着同样的灵在这里说，我们需要开垦荒地。
Esther chapter 5, verse 6 to verse 8.
以斯帖记五章六到八节。
As they drank the wine at the banquet, the king said to Esther, "What is your request? For it shall be granted to you. And what is your request? Even to half of the kingdom, it shall be done." So Esther replied, "My petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and it is pleases the king to grant my petition and do what I request, may the king and Haman come to the banquet which I will prepare for them, and tomorrow I will do as the king says."
在酒席宴前，王又问以斯帖说，你要什么，我必赐给你，你求什么，就是国的一半也必为你成就。以斯帖回答说，我有所要，我有所求，我若在王眼前蒙恩，王若愿意赐我所要的，中我所许的，就请王带着哈曼再赴我所要预备的宴席，明日我必照王所问的说明。
There are two banquets in the book of Esther.
在以斯帖书里面，我们看见有两次的宴席。
And the most critical event occurred between the two banquets.
最关键的事件发生在这两次宴席之间。
That's why it needs the second banquet.
这就为什么需要有第二次。
One banquet is not enough.
第一次宴席不够。
You need a second banquet.
还需要第二次的。
Because everything happened between these two banquets.
因为所有的事情发生在这两次宴席之间。
Esther chapter 7, verse 9 and 10.
以斯帖记七章九到十节。
But Harbonah, one of the eunuchs who were before the king, said, "Behold, indeed, the gallows standing at Haman's house, 50 cubits high, which Haman made for Mordecai, who spoke good on behalf of the king." And the king said, "Hang him on it." So they hanged Haman on the gallows which he had prepared for Mordecai.And the king's anger subsided.
伺候王的一个太监名叫哈波拿，说哈曼为那救王有功的莫迪改做了一个五丈高的木架，现今立在哈曼家里。王说，把哈曼挂在其上。于是人将哈曼挂在他为莫迪改所预备的木架上，王的怒气这才止息。
Chapter 9, verse 1.On the 13th days of the 12th month, the month of Adar, the edict commanded by the king was to be carried out. On this day, the enemies of the Jews had hoped to overpower them, but now the tables were turned, and the Jews got the upper hand over those who hated them.
十二月乃亚达月十三日，王的谕旨将要举行，就是犹大人的仇敌盼望辖制他们的日子，犹大人反倒辖制恨他们的人。
Final one, the Roman chapter 8, verse 1 and 2.
最后，罗马书八章一到二节。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the sin, law of the Spirit, who gives life, has set you free from the law of sin and death.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Father, we are so grateful that this morning we can come again.In your presence.
父，我们何等的感恩！今天早晨，我们可以再一次来到你的同在的面前。
We are so grateful that in the generation past, you have stirred up the spirit of sins from the East Coast of the United States.
我们何等的感恩，在已过的这个历代， 你在这里兴起了在美国的这个东岸兴起了这样的信徒。
They sang the hymns, Fill Me Now.
他们唱这样的诗歌充满我。
Now we pray that the same spirit will stir our heart today.
我们也祷告愿这样子的圣灵也在我们里面做工充满我们。
May this cry will be spread through the East Coast of the United States today.
但愿这样子的呼吁也能够透过这个美国的东岸被传扬。
So that the Holy Spirit can do His work to recover.
这样圣灵就可以做他的工，这个恢复的工作。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We start by reading the book of Hosea, chapter 10, verse 12.
我们开始在这里读到何西阿书的第十章。
And Hosea said, it is time to seek the Lord.
何西阿在这里说，这个是寻求耶和华的日子。
We need the rain. We need God to rain righteousness upon us.
我们需要神公义的雨降在我们身上。
But before the rain comes, we must first break up our fallow ground.
但是在雨来到之前，我们必须在这里开垦荒地。
So he was saying that the cross prepares the way for the Holy Spirit to move.
所以我们看见十字架在那里为着圣灵的工作开辟道路。
The Holy Spirit moves powerfully.
圣灵的工作是大有能力。
But only in a heart that has already been dealt with by the cross.
但只在那些被十字架动过工的那个心中才能运行。
The Spirit does not move in hearts filled with pride, self-will, and resistance to God.
圣灵不能在这样子的一个心中充满着骄傲、自我的意志和那个阻挡的里面来工作。
He moves where the cross had already gone deep.
他只能在那些十字架工作已经深入完成的心中才能。
Breaking up the stubbornness ground of self ambitions and control.
已经破碎了己骄傲和那些控制的欲望。
So what is fallow ground?
那什么是荒地呢？
The fallow ground is not a dead soil.
荒地并不是死亡的土地。
It's not desert.
不是我们说的荒漠。
It is ground that was once fruitful.
它曾经是结果子的。
Once productive.
曾经是肥沃的。
But has been neglected for some times.
却是被忽略了很久。
Left untouched for too long.
好久没有被耕耘了。
The weeds have grown, birds have made their nest.
所以在那里有野草重生，也有飞鸟在那里筑窝。
And the surface has become hardened.
而表面变得非常的坚硬。
The potential for fallow ground is still there.
但是这个荒地仍然有潜力被耕种。
But the ground is no longer ready for the rain.
但是这个地却没有预备好来迎接。
So when the rain comes upon the fallow ground, it just runs off.
所以当雨降到这个地上的时候，雨就自然的流失了。
It can't soak in.
它不能被吸进去。
The rain is wasted.
那雨就被浪费了。
Because the ground hasn't been prepared.
因为那个地没有预备好。
This is the picture of a life that resists the work of the cross.
这就是这样的一幅图画在那里表征了这样子的一种生命是抵挡神的工作。
Where the spirit longs to move, but the heart is unbroken and unready.
圣灵愿意在那里做工，但是那个心田却没有预备好来接受。
So brothers and sisters, are we fallow ground?
我们是否就是那块荒地？
We do receive rains faithfully.
我们若是要来忠心的来接受。
No. 我神忠信实的给我们。
神信实的要降临在我们身上。
Whether the ground is prepared or the ground is not prepared, the rain will come anyway.
论这个地是否预备好或者没有预备好，雨总是会降下来。
God is faithful.
神他是信实。
So he will always give us rains.
他总是把雨降下。
But if we are not prepared,
但若是我们没有预备好，
the rains is wasted.
那个雨就将被浪费。
It simply just runs off.
那简单的它就流失了。
Brothers and sisters, is that our situation today?
弟兄姐妹，这是否就是我们今天的光景？
We still receive rains.
我们仍然接受到雨。
But it doesn't make any differences in our lives.
但这个雨在我们生命当中没有起任何的作用。
But it just runs off.
它就流失了。
It doesn't really matter.
实在没有起任何的作用。
The ground once was productive.
这个土地原先是有肥沃的，有结实的。
Could you remember the day when your heart was fervent for the Lord and for the God's people?
你是否还记得曾经你的心中为着神，为着神的子民有那份炙热的爱？
But for too long, this ground.Left untouched.
但是已经多久了？这个心田已经没有再被触摸过。
But the weeds have grown, and the birds have found their nest.
野草在这里生长，鸟在这里筑窝。
And the surface has been hardened.
地那个表面已经变得非常的坚硬。
And it doesn't matter how many rains you receive anymore.
所以在没有关系，有多少的雨降临
？It is the same old fallow ground.
仍然是那一块坚硬的荒地。
This is the same as the story in Esther's.
这个故事我们看见在以斯帖中。
And for the Holy Spirit to move, then someone has to break up his or her fallow ground.
要使这个圣灵在这里做工，有人必须这个荒地、这个心田必须被开垦。
Someone's heart has to be plowed.
有人的心必须被犁过。
And the heart that needs to be plowed is the heart of Esther's.
而这个心正是以斯帖的心田需要被犁过。
It's the word of Mordecai that plowed the heart.Of Esther's.
这是莫迪改的话，在那里耕耘他的心。
When Esther said, "If I perish, I perish."
所以当以斯帖说“我若死就死吧
”，It shows us just how deep the plow has cut into her heart.
给我们看见这个犁是到了怎样的一个深度。在他的心田这样子耕耘。
And once the cross has done its work, the Holy Spirit begins to move freely.
所以，当这个十字架的工作完成以后，圣灵就开始。
Now, if we want to look at this story and we cut it in half,
我们若是看这个故事，把它一分为二的话
，And right in the middle is the time when Esther said, "If I perish, I perish."
那中间点就是当以斯帖说。我若死就死。
And from that point on, you see the movement of Holy Spirit so free.
从那以后，就看见圣灵在那里能够自由的运行。
It's like turning the page.
好像把这一页就翻过去一样。
Brother, sister, we need to turn that page.
弟兄姐妹，我们也需要这样子来翻这个页。
We live in that page for too long.
我们在这个前面这一页已经活得太久。
It doesn't really do us any good to stay in that realm.
我们在这样子的光景里面，对我们一点都没有帮助。
We need to move across the line.
我们需要跨过这个界限。
Cross the line of if I perish, I perish.
跨过这个界限，我们也能说我若死就死吧。
So that we can move along with the power of Holy Spirit.
我们也能够跟随圣灵在这里一同运行。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's way.
弟 弟兄姐妹，这就是神的道路。
We see this pattern throughout the Bible.
我们在圣经里面看见这个属灵的法则。
God only move this way.
神只有这样子来走他的道路。
Holy Spirit will move behind the cross.
圣灵是在十字架的背后来工作。
So this morning we will consider the three choices we need to make.
今天早晨我们要一同来思考三个我们必须做出的选择。
For us to move in this, on this new page.
让我们也能够与圣灵同步这样子来行走。
First choice.
第一个选择。
We need to start waiting on the leading of the Holy Spirit.
首先，我们需要在这里等候圣灵的引导。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，It's not about doing.
不是说到好像我们要做什么。
It is all about waiting.
而实在是说到我们需要等候。
Spiritual recovery is not based on.Our doing.
圣灵这个恢复的工作不是在于我们能做什么。
It's about our waiting.
而是关于我们能否等候。
Second.
第二。
Crucifying the flesh through the power of the Holy Spirit.
致使肉体借着圣灵的大能。
Not by us.
不是靠我们自己。
Not by determination.
不是靠着我们的意志
but by the power of the Holy Spirit.
而是靠着圣灵的大能。
The third choice.
第三个选择。
We need to walk in the law of the Spirit of life.
我们必须行走在生命圣灵的律中。
We need to wait.
我们需要等候。
We need to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要等候，也依靠圣灵的大能。
We need to walk in the law of life.
我们需要行走在生命圣灵的律中。
So we mentioned that after Esther stood before the inner court.
我们提到。以斯帖站在这个内院，在这个王的殿的门口。
And the king extended his golden scepter to her.
王就伸出他的金杖。
And her life was spared.
他的性命就得着保全。
And the king gave her a favor.
那王就赐给他一个这样子的应许。
What is your request? Even up to half of the kingdom, it will be given you.
你要什么，即便是国的一半都会赐给你。
So if you were Esther, what would you do?
那你若是以斯帖，你会说什么？你会做什么呢？
You wait for a long time. At least you wait for 3 days for this moment.
你等了许久，至少你等了三天了。
You are asked to plead for your people, ask for the grace from the king.
他也是否在那里说，神啊，王啊，你要拯救我的，
拯救
我的民族。
Now the king said, "What is your request?"
那王就会问，什么是你的请求
？Even half of the kingdom will be given to you.
即使是国的一半都会赐给。
So what will you do, brothers and sisters?
那弟兄姐妹，你会做什么呢
？What will you do at that moment?
在那个时候你会做什么
？Isn't that the time to ask, to plead, to request?
那个时候不正是要你在那里说，在那里请求，在那里请求的时候吗
？But what makes story remarkable is what she did next.
让这个故事成为令人惊叹的，就是她下面的举动。
And what did what she didn't do?She didn't blurt out her request in fear.
她没有因着恐惧就脱口而出她所要的。
She didn't throw herself at King's mercy in desperation.
她也没有因着绝望在那里把自己投靠在王的脚下。
She didn't ask anything.
她没有请求任何的事情。
Is that strange to you?
这看起来实在令人惊讶，是不是？
How could she do that?
那她怎么能这样做呢？
She asked for a banquet.
她在那里请求有一个宴席。
He invited Haman and the king to her banquet.
她在这里邀请王和哈曼来赴她的宴席。
Or maybe it's a better opportunity, a better occasion to make the request with Haman in the presence.
哦，也许这个是更好的一个机会，当哈曼同时在的时候。
That makes some sense, right?
这个听起来有些道理。
You want to accuse someone, you might as well accuse him while he is present.
当我们要控告某人的时候，最好这个人也在当中。
So.Then the banquet came.
这样呢，这个宴席的时间就到了。
But even at the banquet, Esther didn't ask.
即便在这个宴席，以斯帖也没有问。
And the king asked again, "What is your request? Even half a kingdom will be given to you."
那王再一次的问他，你要什么？即便是国的一半也必赐给你。
Second time.
第二次
Esther didn't say anything.
以斯帖还是什么都没说。
Now it's even more strange.
这看起来更加奇怪了。
Can we wait that long?
你怎么等那么久？
I don't think any one of us can wait that long.
我想我们当中所有人都不可能等那么久。
Then she waited.
但她等候。
She invited them to another banquet the next day.
他又邀请他们第二日再来赴他的第二次的宴席。
We have to learn something from this.
我们应该从中学到一些东西。
She is not on her own strength right now.
她不是在，
不是她自己的力量，
不是她自己的力量在那里。
Esther was moving alone with the Holy Spirit now.
这个时候，她是与圣灵同步的。
So everything that she did after that was the movement of Holy Spirit.
在这以后，所有的一切，她的举动都是圣灵在她的里面的工作。
There's no other way to explain this.
没有其他的方法。
Why ask for the second banquet?
为什么等？为什么等到这第二次的宴席？
Because the time has not come.
因为这个时间还没有到。
Brother and sister, only the Holy Spirit knows the right time.
弟兄姐妹，只有圣灵知道什么是合适的时间。
Esther wasn't rushing before.Ahead of the Lord.
以斯帖没有行在神的时间前面。
She was moving with God.
她在这里是跟随神的带领。
Esther on that new page is very different from all of us.
以斯帖现在的以斯帖，他跟原先已经很不一样。
Now, Esther is like an eagle.
他好像就像一只老鹰。
We are like sparrows.
我们就好像一只乌鸦。
No, 燕子。
哦，燕子。
You know how different between an eagle and a sparrow.
你知道这两个有多么的不同，燕子跟老鹰。
You know how eagle fly.
你知道老鹰是怎样飞翔的吗
？The eagle fly, the eagle does not flap its wings.
老鹰它并不是在那里拍它的翅膀。
You have you ever watched eagle fly?He simply spread its wings.
你若是来观察这个老鹰它飞翔的话，它只是张开它的翅膀。
Then stay there.
完了，就那个翅膀一直被张开。
Then the eagle just glides through the wings.
完了，就趁着风一直这样子飞翔。
And how a sparrow fly?
你知道燕子是怎么飞的吗
？Flap like crazy.
一直在那里扇动它的翅膀。
Because a sparrow is creating its own wing.
因为燕子在那里借着扇动翅膀，在那里有那个推动的风的力量。
On the old page, we fly like sparrows.
在旧的这一页的那个时候，我们就像那个燕子是这样子来。
In the new page, we fly like an eagle.
在这个新的一页，我们要飞翔像鹰一样。
Brother and sister, do you serve the Lord like a sparrow today?
弟兄姐妹，你今天服侍神是不是就像那只燕子？
No wonder you get tired.
所以你会觉得好累啊。
No wonder you become weary.
所以你会觉得疲惫。
Who will not get tired? Serving like sparrows.
我们若是像这个燕子这样子来侍奉的话，我们一定会觉得很累。
We must serve the Lord like eagle.
我们必须侍奉神，就像鹰一样的飞翔。
An eagle waiting for the wind.
鹰它在那等候这个风。
Eagle will not fly.Until he spot the upward current of the wind.
所以他不会飞翔，只等到他看见这个空气中有上流往上流的这个气流。
A spiritual man will not move until the Holy Spirit moves.
所以我们也不能在那里一直要等候到圣灵往上动的时候。
If those who wait on for the Lord will gain their strength.They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不疲倦，行走却不疲乏。
Waiting on God is a weakness.
在那里等候神不是一个软弱。
It is wisdom.
而是智慧。
It is not delay.
不是拖延。
It is divine timing.
而是神圣的时机。
It's the secret to soaring in the power of the Holy Spirit.
也是圣灵在那里飞翔的那个秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, submitting to God's will is hard.
弟兄姐妹，顺服神的旨意是不容易的。
But waiting for His timing.Is often harder.
但是要等候他的时间就更加的困难。
Take Abraham and Sarah for example.
我们来看亚伯拉罕和莎拉的例子。
God gave them incredible promises.
我们知道神给他们一个惊人的这样的应许。
Descendants as numerous as stars in the sky.
他们的子孙就要像天上的星星那么众多。
They were both old.
他们那个时候都已经年纪老了。
And Sarah's womb was barren.
莎拉已经过了生育的年龄。
So, humanly speaking, it was impossible.
按人来看，这实在是不可能的。
It is very hard to believe such a promise.
这实在难以置信这样的应许。
But Bible says both Abraham and Sarah believed.
但是。圣经在那里证明说，亚伯拉罕和撒拉都相信这样的应许。
They believe this impossible promise.
他们相信这个难以置信的这个应许。
But the waiting proved to be too hard.
但是等候却显得更加的困难。
They waited for 25 years for this promise to come true.
他们等候了二十五年，一直等到应许的实现。
So Sarah grew impatient.
那在这期间，莎拉她变得不耐烦了。
And Sarah decided to help God out.
她决定要帮神一把。
She gave her servant Hagar to Abraham.
她把她的使女夏甲给了亚伯拉罕。
And Hagar gave birth to Ishmael.
所以夏甲就生了以实玛利。
And this shortcut brought headache.And conflict.
这样子的捷径带来的只是冲突和痛苦。
Not only to Abraham's family, but to the descendants of Isaac and Ishmael until today.
不仅仅是亚伯拉罕的家庭，而且对着以撒和以实玛利的后代，仍然在承受这个决定的后果。
Waiting for God's timing is even harder.
所以 等候神的时间是更加困难。
Brother and sister, how often do we do the same?
弟兄姐妹，多么经常我们也这样子的来做。
We want to follow God's will.
我们愿意来顺服神的旨意。
But we do not always understand God's time.
但我们却不明白神的时间。
We often take the matters into our own hands.
我们常常就把这样的事情带到我们自己的手里。
We try to make it happen.
我们在那里想促成这个事情。
Instead of waiting for our Isaac, we create our Ishmaels.
所以我们没有等候以撒的降生而得着了一个以实玛利。
There are way too many Ishmaels around.
我们实在有太多的以实玛利在我们身上。
So this is the first choice we had to make.
所以这是第一个我们需要做的选择。
Waiting for the leading of the Holy Spirit.
等候圣灵的引导。
Waiting for the Holy Spirit like the eagle waiting for the wing.
我们等候圣灵就如同鹰在那里等候那个风的。
Or like a sailor waiting for the wing to fill his ship.
就好像一个水手在那里等。这个能够航行的这个风向对的时候
，We must learn how to wait.
我们必须学习怎样来等候。
In order to experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
好叫我们能够经历神圣灵的大能。
Second choice.
第二个选择。
We need to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit to crucify the flesh.
我们必须等候圣灵。
The one of the biggest mistakes that we all have is trying to crucify the cross by ourselves.
最大的一个问题或者难处就是我们自己愿意来钉自己十字架。
Crucifixion is not self-inflicted.
我们知道这个十字架不是自己找来的。
We might try to suppress.Our flesh, we might even try to reform it.
我们有的时候会试着压制我们的肉体，甚至我们愿意来改变、改良我们的肉体。
But we cannot crucify ourselves.
但我们不能钉我们自己在十字架上。
Look at what Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 14, verse 24.
我们来看保罗在加拉太书的五章二十四节所说到。
Now those who belong to Christ Jesus.Have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的情邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
Look carefully. Look very carefully.
我们仔细来看，非常仔细的来看。
It does not say they crucify themselves.
这里没有说他们把自己。
It simply says they belong to Christ.
只是说他们是属乎基督的。
Meaning they surrender themselves to the cross.
意思是说他们把自己交给了十字架。
If we surrender ourselves to the cross, the Holy Spirit will do that job for us.
若我们把自己降服在十字架前面，圣灵可以开始工作。
So it is not about trying harder.
这里不是说更多的努力。
It is about surrender deeper.
而是更深的降服。
Trying harder are the deeds of the good flesh.
这个更加努力只是这个好的肉体的行为。
And we heard from the day one.It's useless.
我们从第一天就听到这是没有用的。
So, let's not try harder.
我们不要在这里更加努力。
We cannot try harder to become a good Christian.
我们不能借着我们自己的努力，更加的努力成为一个好的基督徒。
But we can try surrender deeper.
而我们可以更深的降服。
Why need a second banquet?
那为什么需要第二个
宴会？
第二个宴会。
Because everything happened between the two banquets.
因为所有的事情都发生在这两个宴席当中。
There are two conditions that have to be met before the time to crucify Haman.
这里面有两个条件必须被满足，我们才能看见哈曼被处死。
The first one is that Haman must decrease and Mordecai must increase.
第一个条件就是哈曼必须被削弱，而莫迪改必须被高升。
Holy Spirit must increase and the flesh must decrease.
圣灵必须被高举，而肉体必须被衰微。
If the flesh occupy a higher position in our heart than Holy Spirit, then Holy Spirit cannot crucify the flesh.
若是这个肉体还高居在那个位置上面，控制所有一切，那那个圣灵就不能做了。
For Holy Spirit to put to death the flesh, the Holy Spirit must increase, the flesh must decrease.
为着圣灵能够致死这个肉体，圣灵必须高升。
So we must give the Holy Spirit preeminence in our life.
So we must give the Holy Spirit preeminence in our life.
Brother and sister, this is not a very lofty kind of thing. This is very down to earth that we can experience daily.
This is very down to earth that we can experience daily.
So this is a Friday night.
我们来说，好像是在一个周五的晚上。
It's a time for Bible study.
是应该是查经的时候。
But it was raining outside.
外面在下大雨。
Temperature was cold.
温度也很低。
And maybe a little freezing rain coming down.
可能还有一些这个冰雨。
So you're thinking to yourself, should I go to attend a Bible study or just stay at home, connect through Zoom?
你可能在思想，我应该去会所参加查经呢，还是就在家里连上那个 Zoom 来参加远程的
？How do you make that decision？
你如何来做这个决定
？There's Holy Spirit on one side, there's a flesh on the other side.
一面是圣灵，一面是肉体。
Do you listen to the voice of Holy Spirit or you listen to the voice of the flesh？
你是听圣灵的声音呢，还是在那里听肉体的发声
？If you yield to Holy Spirit, you go to assembly.
若是你体贴圣灵的声音，你就去了会所。
If you listen to the flesh, you stay home.
若是你在那里听从了肉体的声音，你就待在家里。
It is as practical as our daily decisions.
这个实在是非常的实际，是我们每一天所做的决定。
If we cannot give the Holy Spirit the preeminence in our daily life, then we can crucify the flesh.
若我们不是让圣灵居首位的话，我们就不可能致死肉体。
Every decision, every choice in our life, we need to do it this way.
每一个选择，每一个决定，我们都必须这样来做。
You ask the Holy Spirit.
你在那里问圣灵
，What the Holy Spirit wants you to do？
圣灵要你做什么
？Then you do accordingly。
完了，你随他。
This is giving the Holy Spirit the preeminence。
这就是让圣灵居首位。
Every time you does this, Holy Spirit increase。
每一次你这么做，圣灵就高升。
Every time you do this, the flesh decrease。
每一次你这么做。
Like the John the Baptist said, "He must increase, I must decrease."
就像施洗约翰所说的，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
This is not a theory.
这个不是一个学问。
This is something we do every day.
这是我们每天必须做的。
This is how we make the daily decision in our life.
这也是我们每天在我们的生命中要做的抉择。
This is called give the Holy Spirit preeminence.
这就是叫做让圣灵来居首位。
There is another condition that has to be met.
那还有一个条件必须被满足的。
We need to see the flesh for what it truly is.
我们必须看明这个肉体真实的面目。
The flesh is enemy of God's purpose in our life.
这个肉体是仇敌，放在我们生命中的敌对神的这个敌人。
We must see the flesh for what it is.
我们必须看见这个肉体究竟是什么。
If you see clearly what it is, then you learn to hate him.
当我们看清他的面目以后，我们就会起来恨恶他。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not see the flesh for what it is, we cannot allow the flesh to be crucified.
弟兄姐妹，若是我们不能看明那个肉体的真相的时候，我们就不能致死他。
Jesus said, "He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal."
耶稣他说，爱惜自己生命的就失胜生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
We often do not see the flesh for what it is.
我们常常看不清这个肉体的真相。
Just like the king did not see Haman for what he was.
就像这位王，他看不清这个哈曼是谁。
Because Haman was elevated.
因为哈曼被高升了。
Haman was loved by the king.
被尊荣了，被这位王所喜爱。
So it was not the right time to crucify Haman because Haman was loved.
因为这个时候他仍然被王喜爱，就不是让他致死的时候。
Therefore, we need a second banquet.
所以我们需要第二个宴席。
And something happened between the two banquets.
有些事情就发生在这两个的宴席当中。
Well, after the first banquet, Haman was very, very happy.
第一个宴席以后，哈曼非常的高兴。
He felt honored.
他里面很骄傲。
The queen had invited him to dine with the king.
因为王后邀请他和王一起赴宴。
And but the joy quickly turned into rage because he saw Mordecai refuse to bow.
但当他看见莫迪改不跪不拜的那个时候，他里面又变得非常的愤怒。
So he became furious.
所以他气冲冲地回到家。
And his wife and friends gave him an advice.
他的妻子和朋友就给他出了个主意。
Build a gallows.
建一个木架。
Ask the king to have Mordecai hanged in the morning on that gallows.
请求王第二天早晨把莫迪改挂在这个木头上。
So this first thing happened.
这是第一件事情发生。
You say, well, this is not good. This is getting worse.
那我们在想，哎呀，这个不好，这个变更糟了。
Don't worry, this is good.
不要担心，这是好事。
And another thing happened.
而接着另外一件事情发生。
On that very night, the king, couldn't sleep.
而正在那个晚上，王却睡不着了。
Now, I don't know how many nights the king couldn't sleep.
不知道有多少个夜晚，这个王是失眠的。
But on that very night, the king could not sleep.
但是就在那个晚上，王却失眠了。
It was the hand of the Lord.
这个是神的手。
And the restless king asked for the royal chronicles to be read to him.
那焦躁不安的这个王就请人把这个历史拿来读给他听。
Of all the entries that could have been read.And the sermon read account of Mordecai saving the king's life.
在诸多的这些记载当中，偏偏他的下手给他读了这一个就是莫迪改拯救亡命的这件事情。
I don't know how many entries in the Royal Chronicles.
我不知道在这个历史当中有多少的记载。
Must have thousands, or maybe.10,000.
可能有成千上万的记载。
But the sermon just pick up one account.
但是他下面的这个太监却只是找到一处。
And Mordecai saving the king's life.
这个就是莫迪改怎样拯救了王的命。
And the king also realized that Mordecai has not been rewarded yet.
而王这个时候才意识到 莫迪改没有得着任何的赏赐。
And this is the hand of the Lord.
这个又是神的手。
So the very next morning.
那就第二天的早晨。
Now exciting thing beginning to happen now.
看到这个实在是令人兴奋的事。
So Haman came to see the king.
那哈曼就来求见王。
He came to request the Mordecai's death.
他在那里要请求王来。挂这个莫迪改让他处死。
But before he asked, the king said it first.
在他还没有说之前，王已经来问他。
What should be done for the man the king delights to honor?
那王所喜悦尊荣的人，当如何来待他呢
？Haman saw the king meant for him.
那哈曼觉得这一定是我吧。
So he come up with a grand plan.
他有个宏大的计划。
A royal robe.
一个王袍。
A noble horse.
王所骑的马。
And public recognitions.
还有就是公开的这样子的一个尊荣。
Then the king orders, "Hurry, take the robe and the horse. Do this for Mordecai the Jew."
王就吩咐他说：“快去将这袍子和马拿来，照你所说的去带犹太人。”
Haman the king had to lead the processions, honoring the man he wanted to kill.
那这个时候呢，哈曼他就不得已，他要带领这样的游行，照着他刚刚自己说的这样子来带。
You see, the flesh was humiliated.
那我看见这个肉体被羞辱了。
Haman was humiliated.
那哈曼被羞辱了。
The flesh was humiliated.
这个肉体。被羞辱了。
The spirit was exalted.
圣灵被高升了。
The flesh was weakened.
这个肉体变得衰微了。
The spirit was lifted up.
圣灵却被高升了。
Brother and sister, you see, the first condition was just met.
我们看见这个第一个条件已经完成了。
There's a second condition.
还有第二个条件。
Now, at the second banquet.
那在第二个宴席的当中。
And now, the Esther sense, the time has come.
这个时候也知道时间到。
The wind was blowing.
风在那里吹。
So she pleaded for her life on the second banquet.
所以她在那里请求她自己的性命。
And it pleaded the life of her people, revealing that they had been sold for destruction, slaughter, annihilation.
说以及他自己本族的性命在那里恳求，说他们已经被卖了，要被剪除、杀戮和灭绝。
The king was stunned.
王震惊了。
He said, "Who is he? And where is he? Who has dared to do such a thing?"
这人是谁？他又在哪里？善敢起义做这样的事情
？The Esther point directly to Haman, the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman.
以斯帖就直接的指向哈曼说：“仇人、敌人就是这恶人哈曼。”
Haman fell at Esther's feet, begging for mercy.
这个时候，哈曼就扑倒。在以斯帖的脚前，在那里求命。
But when the king returned and saw Haman collapse on the couch,
当王回转看见哈曼倒在以斯帖所坐的榻上的时候
，He cried out, "While he even assaulted the queen in my presence in the palace."
他在那里怒声的说道：“你竟敢在宫内，在我面前凌辱王后吗？”
The second condition was met.
这个时候，第二个条件也达成了。
The king developed a hatred toward Haman.
这时候，王开始憎恶哈曼。
Both conditions are met.
两个条件都已经满足。
Mordecai increase.
莫迪改高升。
Haman decrease.
哈曼被降卑。
But the king.Now understand Haman for what he really is.
那这个时候王也真实的认识到哈曼他确实是怎样的一个人。
Immediately, Haman's face was covered, a sign of judgment and impending death.
立即哈曼的脸被蒙上，这个实在是一个被判审判或者是将处死刑的一个记号。
Now, one of the attendants pointed out the gallows Haman had built for Mordecai.
那有一太监就在那里说，哈曼在家里头建了这样子一个木架，是为了莫迪改的。
And the king gave the final command, hang him on it.
所以王在这里下了最后的命令，说把哈曼挂在上面。
Haman was executed on the very gallows he had prepared for Mordecai.
所以哈曼被挂在他为莫迪改所预备的木架上面。
Brother and sister, this is a spiritual picture.
这是一个属灵的图画。
Because Haman represents the flesh.
哈曼代表的是肉体。
His downfall is a symbol how the Holy Spirit crucified the flesh.
他的败亡在那里象征了圣灵将怎样来致死这个肉体。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
remember these two conditions must be met.
要记住这两个条件必须被满足。
The flesh must decrease.
肉体必须被削弱。
But the flesh decrease by the Holy Spirit increase.
当肉体在那里削弱的时候，圣灵又同时在高升。
So we must learn to give preeminence to the Holy Spirit daily.
我们需要让圣灵在我们生活当中居首位。
Then we must learn to see the flesh for what it is.
我们也必须看见这个肉体的真实相。
It's the enemy of God's purpose in us.
是实在是仇敌，他要放在我们生命当中的敌人。
If you know what it is, you will hate him.
你若真实的知道他是谁，你一定会恨他。
Then you will let the flesh to be crucified.
你会让这个肉体被致死。
All right, Haman was crucified.
那好了，这个哈曼被处死了。
So we can live the day happily after.
所以我们从今以后就可以。
Now you might think that isn't that the end of story?
这个是不是已经到了故事的结尾呢？
It wasn't.
不是。
Why? I thought the biggest hindrance was the flesh.
为什么呢？因为这个肉体不是这个最大的障碍吗？
Now the flesh was crucified.
那肉体已经被致死了。
Then I can go on.
那我可以就继续。往下了。
But the story does not end there.
但是我们看见故事其实没有在这里结束。
Oh, this is quite important.
这个确实非常的重要。
Do you know why the story was not end?
你知道为什么故事在这里并没有结束呢？
Even though Haman was executed.
虽然这个哈曼已经被处死。
His decree is still in effect.
但是他所颁布的法令仍然有效。
You know, in the Persian Empire, the king's rule cannot be revoked.
你知道，在波斯帝国，王的命是不能被翻转的。
It is a horrible situation.
这是仍然是一个非常令人沮丧的情形。
The flesh was gone.
这个肉体虽然已经被处死。
They still live under the threat of that decree Haman wrote.
他们仍然生活在这样子的一个威胁，就是哈曼所写的这个法令的底下。
In that decree, the people had the right to kill the Jews and take their goods on the 13th of December.
因为借着这样子的法令，人可以起来，可以在那里杀灭、除灭。这个以色列的人在12月13日这一天
，It was still legally binding.
这仍然有法律的效力。
Irreversible, unchangeable, even the king could not change it.
它不能被废除，也不能更改，即便是王自己也不能。
So how is this relate to us?
那这个跟我们有什么关系呢？
Oh, it's very important to us.
这个对我们实在太关键了。
Do you know what is the situation that we are under?
你知道我们现在所处的情形是怎样呢？
Brother and sister, we are often live under this decree.
弟兄姐妹，我们也常常活在这样子的一个律法的底下。
Listen to the Paul in Romans chapter 7.
我们来听一下保罗在罗马书的第七章的说的。
I have the desire to do what is good.
我立志为善，由得我。
But I cannot carry it out.
只是行出来，由不得我。
For I do not do the good I want to do.
我那愿意的善，我反不做。
But the evil I do want to do, I keep on doing.
我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
This is a cry for a man live under a decree he cannot escape.
这个就是一个人生活在这样子的一个没有办法逃脱废除的律法底下的人的呼声。
And this decree is called the law of sin and death.
这个法律就是罪和死的律。
Every one of us are living under this decree, the law of sin and death.
我们每一个人都生活在这样子的一个律法的底下，叫做罪和死的律。
Even Paul was living under that decree.
即便是保罗也生活在这样子的一个律法底下。
So what do we do?
我们怎么办呢？
As we said that the story of Esther is a bridge between Old Testament and New Testament.
所以我们说以斯帖。以斯帖记是一个桥梁，它在那里连接旧约和新约。
He allows us to see the entire Old Testament histories.
它让我们看见整个的旧约历史。
He also showed us the need for a New Testament.
它也在这里告诉，让我们看见我们需要有个新约的诞生。
Because Old Testament is that decree that we live under, we cannot escape.
因为这个旧约就是这个律法，是我们不能废除、不能逃脱的。
Just like the Jews was living under the decree of Haman.
就像这些犹大人，他们仍然活在这个哈曼的这个法令底下。
Now they need a new decree.
现在他们需要一个新的。
Just like we need a new testament.
就像我们需要一个新的约、新约。
We need a new covenant.
我们需要新约。
That's why the story of Esther is placed at the end of the Old Testament histories.
所以我们看见以斯帖记被放在所有历史书的最后。
Prophesies the need of a new covenant.
在那里预表这个新约。
Unless a greater law is enacted, we are not free.
我们必须需要有这样一个更高的律，好叫我们得着自由。
So let's bring us to the final choice.
那我们来看最后的这个选择。
We need a new law.
我们需要一个新的律。
We need the law of the Spirit of life.
就是那个赐生命圣灵的律。
So after Haman was executed, the king gave all the Haman's estate to Queen Esther.
所以当哈曼被处死以后，王就把所有哈曼的产业给了以斯帖。
Esther entrusted to Mordecai.
以斯帖就把他的这一份让莫迪改来管。
And recognizing Mordecai's loyalty.
因着莫迪改他的忠诚。
The king elevated him further.
王再一次提升了他。
The king gave Mordecai the signet ring.
王把这个戒印给了他。
The symbol of the royal authority.
就是象征着王的这个权柄的这个戒印。
That once belonged to Haman.
这原先是给了哈曼。
The king was saying, Mordecai, I trust you to act in my name.
所以好像王在那里说，莫迪改，我相信你能够代表我来行事。
So authority and the power that onceUse for evil will now place into righteous hand.
所以我们看见这个权柄和能力 曾经被恶者所用的，现在已经转移到义人的手。
Authority was transferred from the flesh to the Holy Spirit.
所以这个权柄从肉体转交到圣灵的手中。
Brothers and sisters, on the cross, the authority of the Satan was transferred to Jesus Christ.
在十字架上面，撒旦有的这个权柄已经被转交到主耶稣的身上。
So Mordecai, with this ring, can write a new decree.
这个莫迪改可以用这样子的戒印来写一个新的法令。
But Esther understood this, so Esther went before the king.
以斯帖他明白这个，所以他再次来到王面前。
Again, he explained the situation. The old decree was still in effect.
再次他在那里解释这个旧的法令仍然存在。
And her people were still under threat.
他的族民仍然在这个危险的底下。
So the king gave the Mordecai the authority to issue a new decree.
所以王把这个戒印这个权柄给了莫迪改，让他来写一个新的命令。
The new decree did not cancel the old one.
这个新的命令并没有除去旧的命令。
But it gave the Jews the right to defend themselves.
但是却给了犹太人这样子的能力，这个权力来为自己来征战。
It didn't eliminate the threat.
他没有除去这个威胁。
But it empowered them to overcome it.
但是却给了他们这个能力，能够胜过这个威胁。
Brothers and sisters, this is a profound spiritual picture.
这是一个非常深刻的属灵图画。
Just as said in Romans chapter 8 verse 2.
就像在罗马书的八章二节所说的。
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have set you free from the law of sin and death.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我。
The law of sin and death hasn't vanished.
那个胜过了，脱离了那个罪和死亡的律，而这个罪和死亡的律并没有消失。
It still operates in the fallen world.
仍然在我们今天堕落的世界中在运行。
But now there is higher law.
但是现在有个更高的律。
Written by the Holy Spirit on our heart.
因着圣灵写在我们的心中。
And that law, the law of the Spirit of life, enables us to rise above sin and death.
这个律让我们能够胜过罪。
What a wonderful salvation in Christ.
这是何等奇妙的救恩！
With this decree, with this new decree, they're ready for that day.
因着有这样子的新的律，他们已经预备好了那一天的到来。
Then come the appointed day, the 13th day of the 12th month.
这样就来到了这预定的日子，十二月的十三日。
The day Haman's decree has marked for destructions.
这个是。因着这个哈曼的律在那里设计的要来毁灭犹太人的日子。
But this time the people were not helpless.
但这一次呢，他这个民百姓不再是无助了。
The new decree had given them a right to defend themselves.
因为有这个新的律，让他们有这个能力来自我辩护。
And they did.
他们也这样做。
United and powerful, they overcame their enemies.
他们团结一致，蛮有力量，在那里胜过了仇敌。
What was meant to be a day of death became a day of deliverance.
本来是死亡的日子，现在成了蒙拯救的日子。
No longer bound by fear, they live by the strength of a new decree.
不再受那个这个恐惧的捆绑，而且今天他们确实在新的律法底下得着力量。
And the same is true for us today.
这个同样对我们来说也是真实。
We are not called to live under the dominion of the flesh.
我们今天蒙召不是让我们活在这个罪和死的律中。
But to walk in the liberty of the spirit.
而是在圣灵中有这个自由。
The law of the sin and death may still speak.
这个罪和死的律可能还在发生。
But the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus speaks louder.
但是在耶稣基督里的这个是生命圣灵的律 发的声音更大。
To commemorate their victory, the Jews established the Feast of Purim.
为了来纪念他们得救，他们这一场的胜利，他们建立了普尔节。
A joyful reminder that God had turned their mourning into dancing.
这个喜庆的日子来提醒他们，神是怎样将他们的哀嚎变成跳舞。
What was meant for their destruction became a testimony of deliverance.
本来是一个遭毁灭的日子，现在成了为神拯救做见证的日子。
We too have a reason to celebrate.
我们也同样有这样的理由来庆祝。
Not because we never struggle.
不是因为我们从来没有挣扎。
But because the God has given us a new law, a new power, a new identity in Christ.
因为在基督里，神已经把这个新的律、新的能力和新的身份赐给了我们。
The law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death.
我们得着了这个新的律，将我们从罪和死的律里头得着解脱。
So we can walk in that freedom daily.
我们可以天天行走在这样的自由里面。
Brothers and sisters, as we come to a close of this conference,
弟兄姐妹，当我们来到这个特会的最后
，Again, I invite each of us to pause and consider some questions.
在这里，我愿意邀请大家停下来，来思考一些问题。
These are not questions about what we know.
这些问题不是关乎我们知道什么。
We know a lot.
我们知道许多。
They are questions about how we are living before God.
这个问题是关乎我们如何活在神的面前。
The first question is,
第一个问题是,
are we fallow ground?
我们是那块荒地吗？
Hardened, untouched, and resisting the plow of the cross.
是刚硬的，是在那里阻拦十字架的工作的。
Do you still have the fervency of that when you were first saved?
你仍然有在刚刚重生得救的时候那个起初的爱吗？
Do you still have the first love?
你仍然有这个起初的爱吗？
That's very important.
这个非常重要。
Because we prepare ourselves for a wedding.
因为我们在这里预备为了这个婚宴。
How can you go into a wedding without first love?
你怎么能够来到这个婚宴而没有你的起初的爱？
It's not about how much you know.
这不是关乎你知道多少。
When you're ready for the wedding, it's how much you love.
你在这里预备好了为这个婚宴的时候，是怎样爱？
Do we still have that first love?
我们仍然有这个起初的爱吗？
If we don't, we need to repent.
我们若是没有，我们需要悔改。
Nothing else, just for this, we need to repent.
不为别的，就为这个，我们需要悔改。
We should ask ourselves often.
我们需要常常来问自己。
And it's the grace of God that we can meet together before His table.
我们常常有这样子的恩典，在主的桌子面前来聚集。
I actually say every time we come to the table, we need to face this question: Do I still have the first love?
所以，当我们每一次来到薄饼聚会的时候，我们必须问我们自己：我们仍然有这个起初的爱吗？
Because God loves us with first love.
因为神用他的爱先来爱我们。
We can only remember Him in first love.
我们也必须用同样的爱来回应。
I encourage all of us to come before the table this way.
我们需要带着这样子的一个态度来到这个薄饼的聚会。
Always ask ourselves, do I still have first love?
总是要将来问我们自己，我们仍然有起初的爱吗？
Otherwise, I am not worthy of this table.
否则我就不配来领用这个饼杯。
Only those who have first love for the Lord are worthy of this table.
只有有这个起初的爱的人才能有权利来到这样子的饼杯聚会。
When the rain of God's grace This is simply runs off. This is simply run off.
否则是不是就这样子流失了呢？
Nothing produced, no harvest, no fruit.
没有结果，没有收成，也没有果实。
It is the same fallow ground, dry, resistant, unchanged, year after year.
所以年复一年，他仍然是这样子的干旱，那样子的刚硬，那样的拒绝。
Your God is waiting patiently.
而神却在那里耐心的等待。
Brothers and sisters, God is patient, waiting for us for years.
我们看见神这么多年一直在那里耐心忍耐的等候。
And once again today.He's calling out to you, break up your fallow ground.
再一次，今天他在那里呼召你要来开垦荒地。
Let my spirit do a new work in you.
让他的圣灵在我们里面做新的工作。
Respond to this call.
回应他的呼召。
Have we learned to wait on the leading of the Holy Spirit in our life?Have we settled for Ishmael instead of waiting for Isaac?
我们是否已经满足于得着一个以实玛利，而不再等候以撒
？Let's learn to serve the Lord like an eagle.
我们来学习，来服侍神，就像那个鹰一样。
Do not serve God like sparrows.
不要在那里服侍神，好像就一个燕子那样。
Have you given the Holy Spirit the preeminence in our life?
我们是否在我们生命当中把这个让圣灵来居首位呢？
Have we handed the Holy Spirit the signet ring of our heart?
我们是否有把我们心中的这个戒印也交给了圣灵？
Have we recognized that our flesh?Is the enemy of God.
我们有没有认识到我们的肉体就是神的仇敌？
Do we hate our flesh?
我们恨恶我们的肉体吗？
So today,
今天
not tomorrow, not the next year, not when we feel ready, but today.
不是明天，不是明年，也不是当我们感觉我们预备好的时候。
Let us break up the fallow ground.
让我们来开垦我们的荒地。
Wait on the leading of the Holy Spirit.
等候圣灵的带领。
Give him the full preeminence.
让圣灵来居首位。
So we can walk in the newness of life.
我们就可以行走在这个新生命的新样式中。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free.
因为在基督耶稣里，这个赐生命圣灵的律已经给了我们自由。
So let's walk in that freedom.
让我们行走在这个自由中。
Boldly, daily, and joyfully.
勇敢的，天天的，而且喜乐的。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we are so grateful that we have this opportunity to gather before you.
父王，我们何等的感恩，因为我们有这样的机会在这里一同聚集在你的面前。
And you know what is in your heart, what you want to accomplish.
因为你知道什么是在你心中，什么是你要成就。
And also you know each one of us.
你知道我们每一个人。
You not only know each one of us, you know our heart.
你知道我们每一个人，你也知道我们的心。
You know our true conditions.
你知道我们真实的光景。
You know our needs.
你知道我们的需要。
Therefore, you speak your words.
父王，求你说话。
And we just pray that this morning, as your word, spoken. And you will, the word will find the ground that has been prepared. If the ground has not been prepared, at least there's a recognition that this ground needs to be broken up. We pray that just as you did your work in the trial of Esther, we will do your recovery work today among your people. Father, we're so grateful that your spirit moved 140 years ago in the East Coast of the United States. Now we pray that the same spirit will move today in the East Coast of the United States. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名。